New Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney and U.S. President Donald Trump had their first in-person meeting in Washington, D.C. Tuesday, May 6. During that meeting, Carney reiterated that Canada is not for sale to the United States. Carney traveled to D.C. Monday ahead of the much-anticipated meeting between the two leaders. Carney and Trump have spoken on the phone since Carney became the leader of the Liberal Party of Canada on March 10, but the two had yet to meet in person. The two spoke in the Oval Office, where Trump addressed all the gold embellishments his office has added. Trump congratulated Carney on his win on April 28 when he was elected in his Ottawa aunt riding and learned his party will be forming a minority government. "I think I was probably the greatest thing that happened to him, but I can't take full credit. His party was losing by a lot and he ended up winning," Trump said, adding it was "probably one of the greatest comebacks in the history of politics, maybe even greater than mine." Carney then thanked Trump for his hospitality and leadership, calling him a transformational president. "The history of Canada and the U.S. is stronger when we work together, and there's many opportunities to work together, and I look forward to addressing some of those issues that we have, but also finding those areas of mutual cooperation." The floor then opened up to questions from the media. The first question was regarding CUSMA, the Canada-US-Mexico agreement, which Trump said is not dead and very effective. But he added renegotiations are set to happen soon and the agreement might not be necessary anymore. A reporter next asked what the top concession Trump wants out of Canada. He replied, "Friendship." Another reporter then asked about Trump's comments regarding making Canada the 51st state, specifically asking for comment from Carney. "Well, I still believe that, but it takes two to tango, right? I believe it would be a massive tax cut for the Canadian citizens. You get free military, tremendous medical care," Trump said. "There would be a lot of advantages, but it would be a massive tax cut. As a real estate developer, you know I'm a real estate developer, when you get rid of that artificially drawn line. Somebody drew that line many years ago with like a ruler, just a straight line right across the top of the country. When you look at that beautiful formation when it's together. I'm a very artistic person, but when I looked at that, I said that's the way it was meant to be." He added that becoming the 51st state would be much better for Canada, but we're not going to be discussing that unless somebody wants to discuss it. Carney tried to interject multiple times, but Trump added there would be tremendous benefits to the Canadian citizens and a wonderful marriage between two places that get along very well. "Well, if I may, as you know from real estate, there are some places that are never for sale," Carney said, to which Trump responded with, "That's true." Carney then continued, "We're sitting in one right now, Buckingham Palace, where you visited as well, and having met with the owners of Canada over the course of the campaign the last several months, it's not for sale. It won't be for sale, ever, but the opportunity is in the partnership and what we can build together." Carney said his government is committed to a step change in our investment in Canadian security. He added the president has revitalized international security, revitalized NATO, and is playing our full weight in NATO. Trump added that Canada is stepping up its military participation. He also added, "Never say never," about Canada becoming the 51st state. Asked if there was anything the prime minister could do to change the president's mind about tariffs or comments around the 51st state, Trump said no. He also said the U.S. doesn't do much business with Canada from our standpoint. However, Carney said Canadians' views on the 51st state comments are not going to change. "Secondly, we are the largest client of the United States in the totality of all the goods.